Hi, and welcome to the Get Richer Teacher podcast. My name is Ola, and I'll be your guide and mentor on your way to a profitable, sustainable, but most importantly, enjoyable language education business. And why would you care to do that? To build a business like that? Because there is literally no other way. The language education market is in a bizarre state. Companies making millions in profit yet paying teachers peanuts. Native speakerism is still way too powerful. And finally, the students are bored of the same old formats and messaging telling them to speak like a native. I'm here to shake things up, to educate and motivate a community of teachers who have the courage to build businesses and teach the language on their own terms, both solo or in their own language schools, and have a positive impact on their students and the world. Because teachers are superheroes. Let's claim it today. Just like in real life, if you wanted to go on a road trip, you would first check your car, then you would probably need to find a map, and you would need a destination, right? You also need the fuel in your car, and ideally you wouldn't be doing it alone because that's, well, boring and not that fun. Same in business. You need to see whether your business is well functioning. You need a map, or you need some sort of a goal to work towards. You need to know that there is somebody supporting you, and that's when everything becomes easier. That's how you make sure your business is making progress. Welcome to the Get Richer Teacher podcast. My name is Ola, and I will be talking to you in this podcast about all the things that will help you realize your potential and your dream of having a beautiful, thriving, sustainable language teaching business. And I hope you enjoy today's episode. It's got a bit of a theme, as you can probably notice. I find those kind of road themes and metaphors very appealing. I hope you do too. Hence all my programs are called The Rocket, because there is this element of action and progression and direction. So I really, really like that. So today, while talking about growth or progress in your business, I'll be using the road trip metaphor. I think I used that before, actually, if I remember correctly. If you remember which episode that was, and if it resonated with you, then this one is gonna be even better. So what I wanted to say is that when we're planning a big road trip, right, it could be with a specific destination in mind, or it could be with like little small steps on the way that we're planning to see, that we're planning to visit, whatever. That's exactly the same approach that we can take in business. I don't actually believe that you need to have a very super specific destination in your business. I actually find it much more helpful to focus on the journey and smaller steps or milestones or goals that we set to ourselves more short term. By short term, I usually mean around 3 months, because this personally works really well for me. Monthly goals are really too short because I need time to prepare and things like that. But quarterly goals, like 3 month goals, are really, really good. So that's something that I've been doing for a while. Then if you want to go on a road trip, you absolutely need a map, right? You need to know what you're doing. You need to know where you're going. And even if it is like Google Maps telling you to which turn to take, it is still some sort of a support telling you what to do, right? Then another thing is, and this is crucial, this is something that, you know, without what it, like a business and a road trip cannot happen, is the fuel. You need to know when you'll be stopping to fuel your car, right? And you need to know when you will be topping up your audience or your client base with people. And we're gonna come back to that in a moment. And finally, I don't think road trips, especially like long ones, the ones that take like 1 or 2 weeks, that they are actually very fun if you do them alone. So I think you need someone for entertainment and ideally for support, because you would be really lonely if you were on your own on such a long road trip. So all these things have a beautiful kind of a beautiful equivalent in business, let's say, the destination. So in business, we don't really need to be going somewhere super specific. Like, I like to think that my business, that like the purpose of my business or the destination for my business is for it to be a, for it to make sure that I can make a living out of it. This has already happened. So now I'm like, where am I going? So now the like natural progression is that I have some certain financial goals that are annual goals or even 3-year goals, but they are less, like less, I'm less in touch with them because they are so long term, right? So what I prefer to do to get focused and to really make sure that I'm moving, making progress, because business cannot be stagnant. Unfortunately, if we keep it, if we don't make sure that it's growing, businesses tend to flop. Businesses tend to, unfortunately, feel like, And there is also reasons for that. There is inflation, there is changes in trends, there is all sorts of things. So business is really, in order to sustain a business, you need to grow it. So a really good way of making sure that that happens is having smaller goals. For example, 90-day, 3-month goals. So what I mean by that in business is having sales goals. So for example, a launch of an offer, or a certain number of people signed up by a certain date, or a sale of a product, or something having been created by a certain date. So it's usually around something that we sell, because without selling something, a business cannot exist, even if it's lessons, right? So this helps you move forward. So if you, just like me, find making annual plans quite overwhelming, then you're not alone. But also, you don't have to make massive annual goals to make progress. I think it's totally enough to just know that, for example, now at the time of recording this, it's December 2023. By the end of March, I more or less know where I want to be, or what I'll be selling, or what I'll be promoting in that period. And that really helps me focus in my marketing. That really helps me focus in making sure that my business grows. So try that. Think in 3-month increments. So going back to the road trip metaphor, you could think about, if your whole journey is about, I don't know, 2,000 kilometers, it could be every 300 kilometers. What happens then? You have a break, you visit a certain city, whatever. You would do that. You wouldn't go for 2,000 kilometers in one go. That's a bit crazy, right? So plan your milestones, plan the stops, right? And that's a really, really good way of looking at it. The next thing is, and I probably even should have talked about this at the beginning, but it's the fuel. And there is a reason why I'm talking about this, and why I even use the whole metaphor of the fuel, is because there is a certain trap that a lot of teachers fall into, and this is especially if we rely fully on word of mouth. And now, you probably know, if you've been listening to this for a while, that I do not demonize word of mouth. It's a really powerful marketing technique, but there are other things that we can do. And I think relying too much on word of mouth can make us end up in the feast and famine cycles. Because what that means very often is that you do not have any control over when you will be recommended. So you don't know what the flow of people who come and inquire and sign up to your waitlist or are interested in your lessons are going to be. So you just hope for the best. And unfortunately, the situation that I've seen time and time and time again is that there might be periods where you're super busy because, oh, one student recommended you to somebody else. Or for example, it's like a very specific period time in the year, like September, maybe that's relevant to you, where a lot of people are inquiring and you've got so many people interested. But then comes December, because you relied on that influx then, and you thought, oh, I'll be fine, yeah, you don't need to worry about it. Unfortunately, it's not a secret that we need to be thinking about this fuel, and people are the fuel, much more consistently. So if you are still at that stage where you rely on the word of mouth, and when people come, they come, whatever, hoping for the best, that's probably why, and it's probably contributing to your business not being able to make progress. So to flip that, flip that, I guess, a little bit, and take more control over your marketing and over how many people are interested, you need to be investing energy, less energy, but consistently into your business. In the road trip metaphor, it means stopping every 200, 300 kilometers to fuel up, right? You won't wait just because you don't want to stop for fuel. You won't wait like for 8 hours because you probably won't, your fuel won't last. And the same thing in your business. If you end up in a situation when you've run out of people who are interested, people are suddenly finishing their contracts with you, and you're starting to panic, it's already too late, okay? It's the reserve in your car that's lit up, and it's nearly, it's like any minute now your cars can stop. So what we want to do is avoid this situation. What we want to create is a consistent habit of you marketing your business every day, and I now believe that you can do it in 10 minutes a day, where you make sure that there is a consistent flow. It doesn't mean that you will have a wave of people coming and wanting to work with you, and then you'll have to say no and sign up to everybody. No, it's not about that. It's about making sure that those people stay interested, stay nurtured, if you remember from the previous episode, and that when 2 weeks before somebody is finishing their contract, you can reach out to a person who is already in your audience, maybe on your list, for example, and you can say, hey, I actually have a new spot opening in 2 weeks. Are you interested? Wouldn't that be a much more comfortable position to be in, rather than thinking, ooh, people are finishing, I'm running out of clients, so I need to now do a massive hurrah and attract more of them. It's marketing from a place of desperation, and it's usually based on fear, and that's why it's usually ineffective. And that's what's stopping you from growth and progress. If you find yourself in those cycles, that's what hindering your progress. So once again, the plan of what to do needs to be followed by a habit of consistent marketing of your business. Okay, so I've had a chat with someone recently, and they said, no, I don't need to focus on marketing now because I've just had a massive influx. And what I would say, and it took me a couple of weeks to think of a comeback, as it happens, what you need to do is exactly in that moment, when you feel safe, when you feel happy, when you feel, oh my God, people are interested, I've got a wait list now, it's brilliant, like I probably won't have to worry about it anymore. It's that moment when you need to start thinking about the future you. I've recently also said to a client, your consistent marketing is protecting the future you. And the future you deserves attention and protecting as much as the present you. I understand that it's hard to focus on both things, to focus on both teaching and figuring out how to, like, you know, serving the existing clients and marketing. But that is why, and that's the next point, you need support. Like, on a long journey, in a car, we get tired. We lose sight of the bigger picture. We only see the road because that's what we're supposed to be focusing on, right? We see the signs and, like, you know, but not always if we are talking about metaphorical things. We absolutely need someone, and I'm saying it both from experience as a receiver of that help, but also from experience as a giver. You need someone to be keeping you accountable, to be saying, hey, do you need a break? Hey, do you think we should fuel up now? Hey, remember what we're supposed to be doing? Not only is it more fun, because a journey on your own is like super, super boring and sad and lonely, it's also what actually keeps you accountable, what actually keeps you going, right? Because we presume, going back to the business, that our kind of mode of going is when we're teaching. But let's be honest, if you are a freelancer, there is a whole different side of you, of your career now, that you need to be looking into, that you need to be focusing on and giving as much attention as you're teaching. And I'm not saying that you have to be super professional at it, that you have to be a like a serial business owner who only sees business. No, you can still be a fantastic teaching, passionate, language nerdy self, but your marketing will suffer and your business will suffer. And at the same time, it will also mean that ultimately your clients also suffer if you're not doing this, if you're not fueling your car consistently. So these are the three things. I don't think there is much more to that, to be honest. Direction, milestones, fuel, and a co-pilot. So I wonder if you've heard, I have been talking recently about a new program. A program that came about because of a light bulb moment that I had some time ago. So as you know, if you're a listener, I have my two programs, the Rocket Takeoff, the Rocket Accelerator. The Rocket Takeoff is for people who want to establish a very good one-to-one offer, find their target audience, create that offer, and learn really simple marketing. Then the Rocket Accelerator takes it, like I would say, to a few levels above, because it's building a group offer and also passive income products. So it's turning your teaching into a profitable business. So it's become clear to me that there was a gap in between the Rocket Takeoff and the Rocket Accelerator. And that is the fuel, the people. You can't really start building a group offer or start building even passive income products without the people. You need to build an audience and you need to have a steady flow of clients. And that is exactly what I'll be helping people do in the Rocket Fuel. I know, the metaphors. Oh my God, it works so well. I'm so proud of this. That's my little fangirling moment to myself. So just to give you a bit of rationale behind it, it's the kind of program that nobody thinks that they do, but they absolutely need it. Need it like air to breathe. Because what most people actually are missing is not more knowledge. You're not one secret away from figuring this whole business out. You're just one habit away from building it consistently. Because there is no overnight success. There is no going viral or anything. That doesn't help, by the way. There is just consistent, tiny marketing habits daily that help, that I am a living example of the fact that they work. And even organically, you might be thinking, oh, but I can just run ads and like would solve all the problems. No, you first need to learn how to do it regularly, consistently, ideally every day, organically. So
if you're interested in that program, the details will be revealed. You can have a look at the description and let me know if you have any questions. Okay. Now, let me know how your journey is going. How are you enjoying this whole road trip that your business has been? Do you have a co-pilot? Do you have someone to help you? Do you have someone at least to keep you entertained or keep you accountable? Right? Because if not, I'm here to help. Do you have the fuel? Is it consistent fuel, or do you find yourself running on reserve at times? And do you have a map? Do you have the plan? Do you have the 90 days increment that you're working towards? Okay. I would love to find out what your thoughts are on this. So please DM me on Instagram. I always love receiving your messages. All righty. And that's it for now. I wish you all the best and see you in the next episode. You know what, teacher? I'm so proud of you. If you're listening to this, you are ready for a change. Whether it is to quit hassling for peanuts or working with other people who don't respect you, I know you've got it in you, and my podcast is here to help you do that weekly. To be reminded of new episodes, sign up to my newsletter. It's in the show notes. You'll also receive lots of tips, support, and special offers. I'm committed to supporting you also via my coaching programs and courses. You can work with me in my flagship programs, the Rocket Takeoff or the Rocket Accelerator. The Rocket Takeoff will take you off the one-to-one teaching hamster wheel to more peace and more well-paying students. The Rocket Accelerator will help you finally launch a group class that will be perfect for students that are a joy to work with, and so you can leverage your time and do what you love while having space to breathe or read another self-development book. If you're a language school owner, I've got things on offer for you too. Simply go to my website, olakowalska.com, to check them out. Finally, please share this podcast with your teacher friends, rate it, and subscribe. I'm your biggest cheerleader. See you next time.